Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. I take back every single thing I said about the Leafs last week. First of all, they let Jimmy VC score twice. Jimmy VC. Then they play like shit. They also played like shit when they let Jimmy VC score twice. But they played like shit for like two whole games. They lost Mitch Marner's streak. They lost the franchise point streak, which had just been tied. They didn't pass it. Mitch Marner ended at 22 games, I think. Maybe 23. No. 23?
I want to say 23. Because I feel like there was one more after the 22 tweets.
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't think I even remembered to bookmark a tweet because I was so grumpy about it. They blew Bunting's point streak yesterday. They just played like shit. However, actually, you want to know how else they played like shit? They're playing the Capitals. Obi's trying to break Gordie Howe's record for second place in all-time goals at 801. And they didn't let him score, but they did let a defenseman who scored exactly three goals last year get a hat trick. And two other defensemen score, I think. I think only one forward scored for them. I'm not even sure one forward scored for them.
I love that.
Like, what the fuck? They just looked like shit. Midway through... I don't remember who they were playing. Who did they play before Washington?
The Rangers?
The Rangers, yeah. Midway through that game, Liljegren got hurt. He hurt his hand. He didn't play that, so, you know, 5D. Which normally isn't a problem. And I don't think it was necessarily a D problem with the Rangers. I think it was an everybody problem with the Rangers. But yeah, like, my dudes. You suck. Anyway, Liljegren played yesterday against Washington, so I guess he's not hurt, thankfully. But they did recall Matt Colwell after sending him back down. They were like, wait, we might need him again. we might need him again.
Just kidding. Let's bring him back.
Yeah. I think that's it for Leafs. Just me being grumpy with them, really.
Yeah.
Oh, they put Axel Rindell, who they had signed to an ELC last year, I think, maybe. He was here playing mostly for the Growlers. He hasn't played very many games for the Marlies at all. And they just put him on waivers to terminate his contract. He cleared, so he's free to go back to Europe. I don't know how it works, whether the Leafs retain the rights to him because he was technically an RFA or not. I'm not asking those questions, but he's like a 22-year-old defenseman, so it does make sense for him to go back to Europe to get more playtime in, because I don't know how much he was playing for the Growlers, but when he was playing for the Marlies, he was not playing much at all. Yeah, I think that's it for the Leafs. I'm just very grumpy with them, all of them, and they're like releasing Leaf to Leafs, like, I'm not mad at them.
You can't distract me.
You can't distract me. I'm mad at you. You can't distract me. I think that's it for them. I'm sure we'll find a way to bring them back up.
Oh, yeah.
You know. The Canucks made an offer to Bo Horvat for a contract extension, and he said no. They're going to try and trade him, but they also said everybody's available except Pettersson, but we're not in a rebuild, Everybody's available except Pedersen, but we're not in a rebuild. And I'm just, that doesn't work. The math doesn't math here.
Acceptance is the first step, friends. Denial is not going to get you anywhere.
Exactly. So very funny, very dramatic going on, things going on.
Truly.
Oh my goodness.
I just want to be a fly on the wall in the front office.
Me too. And I saw someone be like, oh, poor Travis Dermott. I'm like, Travis Dermott has literally played zero games this season. This man is still injured.
Oh my God.
I don't know what he did, but he's still injured. I don't know. I only know because I stupidly am like, I need Travis Dermott on my fantasy teams, even though he's not playing any hockey at all. I need him here. We don't even need him back, but like I do for my mental health. For me. Yeah. For me.
For the heart.
Exactly. I also still, I was thinking about the Marley's bobblehead the other day. The Travis Dermott Marley's bobblehead. I want to know where those are.
In a closet. Somewhere. In a
closet. Or they figured out how to, like, they painted over the face and they're like, yes, this is now a William Nylander bobblehead or something. Like, we're like, this is someone else now. No longer Travis Dermott. What else happened with the NHL? So 5 days ago, they're like, countdown to 800 goals for Ovi. How many games will it take him to get 3 goals? He's at 797. Just one. It only took him one game. And he didn't even score an empty netter. But before that, he had scored like 4 empty net goals. But like in back-to-back games. But like, he was like, nah, I remember how to score. Don't worry about me. Yeah. Don't worry about me.
Got to show off goals real quick.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry, you guys. So he is sitting at 800 still. He's, I believe, 94 below Gretzky. Genuinely, I think he can get there within 3 years. Oh my and God, yeah. The Capitals, they kind of made it sound like the Capitals are willing to just let him go. They're like delaying the rebuild that they know they need to do. And they're just like, we'll just let him go. Mm-hmm. We're going to get Obi that record. It's just gonna happen. My dad said the only thing that will stop him from getting this record is literally him dying. There is nothing else that will stop him. Oh yeah, like, yeah,
Mitch just gonna keep going and going.
Oh yeah,
there's no stop for him.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's going off. I'm sorry, I'm so confused. I don't know why I had 7 tweets bookmarked about that. I'll be getting 800 goals. Like, we know, Megan, we know. The Board of Governors meeting was this week, so we got several stupid comments from Gary Bettman. I don't know why I was going to say Jerry. That was weird. So apparently more than a dozen potential bidders have signed a non-disclosure agreement to view the Sens books as part of the sale process. Interesting. They did. I think they had a meeting. Bettman and Bill Daly had a meeting with Ryan Reynolds to see if like he's actually interested and like what his group looks like and stuff. So that's exciting. Interesting. Again, would make Brady Kachuk's life if he brought in Will Ferrell. The cap's gonna go up by 1 million again. Bullshit. Really should go up more. He did say there's a possibility that revenue could exceed expectations or exceed projections and the cap could go up more, but like I don't see that being particularly likely. Everyone keeps asking him about a play-in or wild card series to get into the playoffs instead of having the wild card spots. And he literally keeps shutting it down. They're like, he's just sick of everyone's shit because they've been asking him this for 25 years. he literally said, you're looking to fix a problem that doesn't exist. However, where is it? Where is this quote? I didn't bookmark it. How dare I? I definitely made fun of it though. So I will go check our Twitter. Because it was unhinged. Oh yeah. Gary Bettman said that the digital boards are a non-issue because their polling indicates fans find games more watchable with the digital ads replacing the physical ones. Wrong. One, they're distracting as hell.
Very.
I don't like it. And someone pointed out that people with epilepsy or sensitivity to light, that really like basically makes the game impossible for them to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't even think about that fact because they do like flash along and they're moving and all that. Two, I saw a screenshot of, I guess it's technically three, I saw a screenshot of literally like it wasn't working. So it was just black along the boards. And four, I saw one where literally the Canucks player is by the boards and he disappears into the Rogers logo. like, Gary, like why were you polling?
Literally. Yourself?
That's the only thing he could be polling. He makes me so exhausted.
Like, what goes on in his head? Not much, clearly, but like, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And at what point do you say, I've been doing this too long. To improve the league, we should have different leadership in here. And it shouldn't be Bill Daly either. It should be someone completely new, fresh, young, bringing different ideas in that aren't digital dashboards.
Like, it just makes no sense. I don't understand why they're necessary. Why is that the hill you're willing to die on?
That's a great question. Why is that the hill you're willing to die on, Gary Bettman?
No, we need this. Like, what?
Exactly. Like, what do we gain from this? Nothing. The other thing from the Board of Governors meeting was that they're looking to increase the number of games teams play against teams in their division, which is annoying, but it's basically just reverting back to what it was before, which is four games against the teams in your division, and then three against the others in your conference, and two against everyone else. So that would expand the season by two games for each team, and they're to accommodate that they would shorten the preseason, which I think is a good idea. Like, you don't need to play like I think it was the Canucks played like six preseason games. You don't need that many.
No.
And if you need that many, your team's a mess anyway, you know? Like, you shouldn't be struggling to pick three quarters of your team in six games. Like, it's different if it's one or two players, right? Like, yeah. So it makes sense to me to do that because it's not necessarily more rivalry games. It's basically reverting back to what had previously been occurring before they added Seattle, I think. So I'm fine with that. It's not a dramatic change. Yeah. Trevor Moore, love that ass, signed a 5-year extension with LA, just above $4.2 million AAV. So good for him.
Get that money, Trevi Trev. When I originally saw, I got like the notification and I like looked down at my phone really quick and then looked back up and immediately was like, what the fuck? And I looked back down. I originally had thought it said $12.8 million. So I was like, there's no way. No way.
Yes, that is correct. That is not right.
Oh my God. I don't know what my brain was on, but.
Exactly. Like Trevor Moore, I love you. But you're not worth $12.8 million.
Oh
man. We have to kink shame the Hawkies again. Jake Allen said, you get all hot and horny at the start of the year. Every team is. You get piss and vinegar in your pants and you're ready to rock then. Rock. Then sometimes it gets a bit stale, but I don't find with this group, we have a lot of youth here. We have a lot of enthusiasm. So that sentence is funky to begin with. However, we're just focusing on the first part of it. Hot and horny at the start of the year. What and you get piss and vinegar mean? In your pants.
What does any of that mean? I need Google Translate.
Literally.
What the hell? No.
Are you hot and horny for hockey season?
No.
No, neither am I. And I definitely don't get piss and vinegar in my pants.
Not either.
I don't think he knows what piss and vinegar, like, as a colloquially, like, as basically, like, a metaphor, the way you use it means. I don't think he understands the context you use it in. Like, it's not that.
No. We need to think before we speak. That our brains are doing much as NHL players, but
exactly. You're killing me here. Hot and horny for hockey season.
No.
Oh my God.
We need a new tweet at the beginning of each season.
Mm-hmm. It's time to shit on Tony D'Angelo again. He was placed on non-roster status due to personal reasons. It's probably because someone in his family passed away. However, I would like to think that he was subpoenaed because of the January 6th riots or something.
Yeah.
I think that's way more fun. You just have to keep speculating.
Yeah.
You know?
You gotta ask.
You gotta have to ask. Do you know what's up with the Calgary Flames? Because this tweet made me lose my mind.
Oh no.
Okay. After being a healthy scratch for the last three games, Milan Lucic played 13:39 at 5v5 tonight, more than Elias Lindholm and on Andrew Mangiapane, and led all Flames forwards with 8 shifts in the third period.
What the hell?
8 shifts, 5 minutes and 53 seconds in total when they needed a goal. And he continued to get double shifted after he was burned and on a goal. Like, someone embarrassed him and he continued to get double shifted. Like, what is
why? Oh, how disappointing.
What did they do to the Calgary Flames? They took away Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Tkachuk and they just fell apart.
They left the curse,
something like that.
They left the Flames and they were like, ha ha ha.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with Jonathan Huberdeau, but he has not been playing like he used to. To be fair, he does have shittier players to play with overall, but like, still. Exactly. Just okay.
Concerned.
Okay, Flames. Blake Wheeler is out at least a month. He needs surgery after taking a shot to the groin.
Oh.
Which is crazy. Don't think I want to know what he has to get surgery on after a shot to the groin.
I am so sorry to his wife.
Yeah.
My thoughts are first to his wife.
Yes.
I hope that all goes over well. I don't want to think about it anymore.
Mm-hmm. We'll move on. The Anaheim Ducks are joining the Anti-Defamation League and are hosting a Jewish Heritage Night on December 21st, which is, I can't count days, one of the days of Hanukkah. I think it's 6 or 7. No. I'm going too far. I think it's like 4.
Tonight's the first, like, night. Tomorrow's the first day.
The 21st is Wednesday.
I think the fourth night?
The fourth night, yes. Don't know if I couldn't do math. I knew it started today, but I couldn't. My brain was not having it.
I put a card in my calendar for like my students, and it said first day of Hanukkah. And I like Googled when it was, and on Google it says it was the 18th, but on like the calendar on the iPhone it says it's the 19th. And so then I've just been moving it back and forth, and I was like, you know what, this is the first day of Hanukkah, I guess I'm putting it on the 19th because they're nights, and I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, so that's really exciting. So they're going to have a private celebration outside the rink that will have a special hockey stick, menorah lighting ceremony, music, food, games, street hockey, and educational opportunities about the history of Hanukkah. And the Ducks will honor members of the community throughout the game with video tributes.
That's so awesome. That's great.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that. One more. I lied about there being all the Leafs things done. This is not necessarily, I guess it is a Leafs thing, but it's also like a mainstream media I'm gonna kill you thing. While the Leafs were like literally on this run, they have 16 games in a row with points in them, and like 14 of them are wins. Most of them are wins in regulation. Mitch Marner has a 23 game point streak. Meanwhile, the mainstream media in Toronto is saying, well, Pontus Holmberg might get offer sheeted because he's been playing so well. So yes, he is an RFA next season, but like, why? We have seen so few offer sheets in the past 10 years. Why would you bother doing that, first of all? Second of all, it's December. Mm-hmm. This is not a concern until July.
There's so much else to talk about with this team. There's so much.
Mm-hmm.
Just pick something. I don't understand. I don't understand where these people's heads are at ever.
And there are at least 3 pieces I've seen go by in the past week or so about William Nylander playing himself out of Toronto because he's been playing so well and they're not going to be able to re-sign him.
Please.
Again, I'm not worried about this right now. It's the middle of a season.
Literally.
It's not even the middle of a season yet.
No. Oh my lord.
Yeah, you're always like, oh, this is horrible. Like, I wish my team was covered more. You don't.
You can get dumb shit like this.
Exactly.
Have to roll your eyes and keep going.
Mm-hmm. Also, fun fact, William Nylander has a whole other year on his contract. Next season. Like,
oh my god.
That's what I'm saying. I just want to strangle them. Like, please. Please.
Just conveniently forget about the whole year left.
Literally. Yeah, I'm losing my mind. Losing my mind. Okay. One last thing for men's hockey. Alex Pietrangelo has been away from Vegas since, I think, just after Thanksgiving for personal reasons. We found out now that the personal reasons was that his 4-year-old daughter caught the flu over Thanksgiving, which developed into a lesion on her brain, and she lost all motor skills, including eating, walking, talking, and even opening her eyes, which is terrifying. But the good news is she has improved a lot over the past few weeks and a lot over the past few days, especially. She's back to walking around their house and stuff. So he's feeling ready to return to the game. But that's just such a terrible thing to go through, especially mm-hmm. with someone so young.
Yeah,
I can't imagine. So our well wishes to the Pietrangelo family, and we hope Evelyn makes a speedy recovery.
Yes.
There has been a lot of wonderful women's hockey news. I will try and keep it all in line here, but we'll see. So starting with the PHF, the Penguins will be hosting a regular season game between the Whale and the Force, Montreal Force, on January 14th. Which is very exciting. They just recently hosted the PWHPA. So Pittsburgh's really going in for women's hockey, which is important.
Yeah.
So that's one exciting bit. The other exciting bit is that the All-Star game for the PHF will be in Toronto. It was supposed to be in Toronto last year, but because of COVID restrictions and we were in lockdown, I think, when it was supposed to be, like we didn't even have, like my kids and I didn't have hockey when this was supposed to be. So that's why it was in, I think, Buffalo or something instead. So they are doing the All-Star game January 29th, 7 p.m. at the Mattamy Athletic Center. That is formerly Maple Leaf Gardens, but it also has like a giant grocery store underneath. It's very weird.
I love that.
I've played there before, but it's like very weird. Like there's like a, like go through a Sobeys. Like, we went and got donuts after the game.
That's amazing.
The bakery section. Yeah. It's just a little odd, but it's, like, the upstairs, which is also kind of weird to be, like, the upstairs of
mm-hmm.
something for the hockey rink. But, yeah, it's really nice ice, and it's a nice place. It's where the University of Toronto teams play. They will have 3 teams. So, there's no skills event, which is mostly because the players don't seem to like the waiting around that's involved, which makes sense because you cool down, like it's easy to get injured with that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. Someone was saying like a good way to fix, or bored also, someone was saying a good way to fix it is to have someone out there who's interviewing the players who aren't participating and talking to them, or aren't participating in those specific events and talking to them and stuff like that. So someone who's like knows the players and has a good familiarity with it. So that would be a good thing for maybe next year's All-Star game. But instead they are just having games. They'll have 3 teams, the Canadian All-Stars, the American All-Stars, and the Global All-Stars. It'll be on ESPN and TSN. So yeah. They also have announced that they're increasing the cap they're doubling the cap. So last year was, I believe, $750,000. Yep, this season to $1.5 million, which is super exciting. Except for the players who signed 2-year contracts. So the ones who signed 2-year contracts, why you're like, oh, but they're making the same amount of money, but they may have made more with a bigger salary cap, right? Mm-hmm. So some teams had a clause in the contract that said you're gonna get this X amount of money or whatever your percentage of the cap is, whichever is greater. So that makes sense. Hopefully that they can kind of adjust that language or cancel the second year of those contracts and renegotiate it so that these players can get what they deserve in terms of money. But other than that, super exciting to see that money there. They also, the PHF Fantasy is now available on Google Play and for Apple users. So you can join our league. I will tweet the link again. I tweeted it a few days ago. I think we have, it's a public league right now. It's a new app. I don't know how to work it too well. Our draft is 7 p.m. this Friday. I believe you can put yourself on auto draft if you're worried about it, because I know it's the day before Christmas Eve. Everyone is a little busy this time of year. We currently have, I think, 10 teams.
Yeah, mine's yellow. Count. It's telling league has reached maximum.
Oh, no. I don't know if I can boot people from it. I'll look into it. I'll look into it. Or maybe I'll just make another league. I'll make like 3 for Puck Sake leagues. Yeah, I can see that some people, like I recognize some of the names of people in here. So thank you to those of you who have joined. Then I will see. Yeah, I don't know how to work this yet. I'll figure it out. Also just delete the league and do it. We'll see. Because I don't know if I can boot anybody.
I like how when you go to like join the league, you can see all of like the rules. But I feel like, I mean, you probably can also on the ESPN Fantasy, but it's not so like, it's not just there when you click on the link. It's just so fun.
Yeah, it's nice. Anyway, so if this league is full, I will maybe make another league. Because I don't know why it caps me at 8 teams. But I guess there's also only 8 teams in the PHF, so there's a limited number of players. So that actually does make sense. So disregard that statement. It does make sense. I will maybe just make another league and we'll just have a couple for Puck Sake Podcast leagues.
Thanks everybody for joining.
Yes. Thank you all for joining. We love it. Yeah, you'll see it tweet, and I'll make sure Alex actually gets it this one.
I like saw it and I was just like, oh, I gotta do that, and then I was just distracted. And
yeah, I didn't even think about the fact that you couldn't have like logistically couldn't have more than about 8 teams in it. I didn't cross my mind at all. Okay, PWHPA, they are doing a showcase in Washington March 4th to 5th, which is exciting. They were there last year. And they're also doing this kind of OHL junior hockey arena tour on February 10th and 11th. So they're going to play in Kitchener, Barrie, Peterborough, and Niagara. So I believe it's Peterborough, Barrie, Kitchener, Niagara, or Niagara, Kitchener. Either way, I know is that Kitchener is on the 11th because it's like just too inconvenient for me to not be able to go because the select team I coach is playing in Cambridge, which is like 10-15 minutes from Kitchener, but their game ends when the PWHPA game starts. And also parking at that place is a little bit scary. It's very busy. So anyway, definitely go year round. Great hockey. I love it. I have missed this for like 3 weeks.
But you know how a couple years ago for the Nutcracker, Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner were the Cannonball Dolls or whatever they're called? Cannon Doll, yeah. This year, Renata Fast and Sarah Nurse are going to be in it together, so that's very exciting to me. I love it. I love it. It's just such a fun little thing that they do. Mm-hmm. And like you're like at the ballet and you're like, hey, those are my hockey players. So funny. And then the Women's Worlds, we know where they're gonna be this year. It is in Brampton, which is very exciting. For several reasons. One, it's very close to me, so I'm excited. And I'm like, it's kind of on my way home from work. I could literally just get a pass for a bunch of games and go to as many as I can, because I don't really have much going on in April. None of my sports really go in April, so we'll be good. It'll be at the CAA Center, which I think is where, that's where the Brampton Beast played from the when they were in the ECHL. It's a nice big rink. It's nice. I like it. And then another great thing about it is because it's in Brampton over Easter weekend, or it includes Easter weekend, because it's April 5th to 16th, the largest and oldest women's hockey tournament in the world goes on in Brampton Easter weekend. So there will be tons of girls of all ages and women. There's literally, they go from, I think, U9, so 7 and 8 year olds. all the way up to senior women. So like no cap on age, as long as you're still playing hockey, and all levels of hockey from house league to AA, AAA kind of stuff. So it's a very busy tournament. And I think that will definitely increase the attendance and the numbers at those games. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So they did something kind of similar to this in 2013 when they had the provincials for Ontario were at in Ottawa while the Worlds were on. So those were some of the best at the time, the best attended games, because those girls were hanging around between games, mm-hmm. go and see these high class, best in the world women playing. So I think we're going to see something very similar. Especially because people travel like from the States. I don't know if, I think sometimes people travel from Europe to come play in this hockey tournament if they're like higher levels. It's insane.
Very cool. It's like, yeah. Like an Olympics.
Exactly.
It's like everyone's in the same place. You're like, all right.
Exactly. I'm so, so excited about this. And it'll be a really good way for the young girls to have the visibility of players. Like even talking to the select team I coach, they just got their jerseys Saturday before their game. And they were like talking about numbers. And one of them was like, oh, I'm number 34 because Austin Matthews is my favorite player. And we're like, who's your favorite women's hockey player? And she didn't know anyone. But the other one was like, Sarah Fillier is my favorite player. That's why I'm number 11. So,
so cute.
Yeah, that like melted my heart. I was like, I love that. Because no one I played with was ever like that. Mm-hmm. Even though we knew like Marie-Philippe Poulin, none of us were like, she's my favorite player, so that's my number, right? So it's very nice to see mm-hmm. the younger ones getting into it that way. I love it. Anyway, so I am super excited about the Worlds being in Brampton. I'm just gonna spend as much of those 2 weeks as I can in the rink. And it's a little wild to me because I did go to the 2013 Worlds, so like 10 years apart, me and my friend who I coach with are gonna go again. It's just like very weird and very fun. I'm so excited about it. Okay. Do you have anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right, I think that's it too. You will hear from us again sometime after the new year. We're hoping within the first week. That's the goal. We're hoping to record on the second, but we make no promises.
We'll see.
We make no promises. We'll try our best. Okay. You can follow us on Twitter at For Puck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Puck's Sake Podcast, TikTok at For Puck's Sake Pod, and Tumblr at For Puck's Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye.